Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Colleague John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies comments on the report that Russia is augmenting drones and sending them overland or by sea, unclear, to Iran to enter into the fight. These are better drones for the refitting by Russia. However, the question is asked by my colleague Bill Raggio, how do they get there? And John entertains several possibilities, one involving the Caspian Sea, that internal waterway that touches both Russia and Iran, and Azerbaijan, and Kazakhstan, and of course Turkestan. Here's John to explain the possibilities of Russia resupplying. Augmented drones, more denied. Good. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, a senior fellow for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, Ukraine War. We welcome our watch on the Ukraine War, John Hardy of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing most recently at Long War Journal. Headline, Russia reportedly sending Iran drones for use against...
Drones for use.
There it is. What is that? John, did you just open your speaker?
No, I didn't.
Very odd.
Yeah, and I've had my mic off, so.
All right, John, do you have a mic that you can turn on and off while we talk?
It's really unreliable. I think it's like kind of the wires on the fritz, so probably best to just use my computer.
Can we do this?
I can also get on my phone if that's better.
Yeah, let's go to your let's go to your phone. That works.
Okay.
Get off of this link and come back on with your phone. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I suspect it was him because we didn't have a problem all day.
Right.
I'm trying to push an FDD to get everybody to get decent mics and setups because we're doing way too much.
Well, they're very good. I mean, what they're doing is terrific.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to ask him how Russia's shipping this stuff, if that's okay, because...
Yeah, FedEx, Amazon? Yeah, we want to...
Yeah, right. I mean, they're obviously, I wouldn't be flying it in them. They don't have a direct border. So the only thing I could think of is, you know, through the Caspian Sea. I'm going to see what John has to say.
Yeah, why haven't we seen Shahid 136s in the Amazon catalog? What are they waiting for?
I'd like one or two. I mean, at least on Temu or Alibaba, right?
Exactly. Come on, everybody's got them.
I mean, Amazon might be a stretch, but geez, I should be able to order one up on Temu.
We'll get there. You can hear, you know, the Army Navy stores with the old supplies back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, right.
You can buy helmets.
Right, how's this, guys?
Very good. Here we go.
Okay, great.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, senior fellow for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, joins me, and we turn to Ukraine war, unusually, because John Hardy's here watching Ukraine very carefully for these years, and now this twist, writing with his colleague Dmitry Shapiro at the Long War Journal. Russia reportedly sending Iran drones for use against the U.S. and Israel. Reading reports citing Western officials suggest that Russia has started supplying Iran with drones after Russia was previously suspected of providing components to improve Iranian systems. The puzzle here is, I thought Russia got the drones from Iran, and now Russia is supplying those same drones or a Russian version to Iran. John, a very good day to you. Both have the capability of manufacturing drones. Which way is this traffic going? Is it going from Iran to Russia? and then improved and then back? Or is this a whole new Russian drone that's being shipped to Iran? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back on the show. Yeah, so if these reports from Western officials are true, it sounds like this drone cooperation between these two authoritarian regimes is coming full circle. As your listeners will know, and as you just mentioned, Iran earlier in the Russia-Ukraine war back in summer 2022 first started providing these Shahed 136 and other types of drones to the Russians. The next year, beginning of the next year, the Russians, with Iranian help, established localized production of modified versions of the Shahed 136, which is a long way, one-way attack drone or kamikaze drone in the popular discourse. And so the Russians over time have continually upgraded and modified these drones, new airframes, warheads, SERPA satellite antennas to make them more resistant to jamming, you name it, really a whole host of arrays of changes, including recently putting cameras on them, using kind of mesh radio modems for communications so that you can kind of have operator-controlled strikes, and including on dynamic targets. There was one HIMARS MLRS system, for example, that was hit with a Garand 2, the Russian name for the Shahed 136.
Bill, you have a question for John. Bill, you're on mute.
I just realized that. All right, here we go. John, as Russia and Iran do not share a direct border, how are these arms being shipped from Russia to Iran? And is this payback for U.S. support for Ukraine?
So unclear exactly how they are being shipped, if they indeed are. One possibility is by sea across the Caspian Sea. That's how previously the Iranian military aid to Russia moved to Moscow. And if that's the case, that sheds new light on a recent Israeli strike on a Iranian port that may have been involved in that arms trade. Another possibility is the Russians have been publicly announcing humanitarian aid provided to Iran via Azerbaijan. They say that humanitarian goods like food are being moved to Azerbaijan by truck and then, for delivery to Iran. If that's the case, that would imply if the Russians are kind of hiding drones in those trucks, that would imply a much smaller quantity probably, because, of course, you can fit far fewer drones inside trucks than you can, say, in a transport plane or on a big boat. So unclear exactly. And I should note that I personally have yet to see any firm evidence of the Iranians having received these Russian drones and employing them in the Middle East. Although, we'll of course keep an eye peeled for that evidence.
NBC reporting in these last hours that President Zelensky has alleged that Russian intelligence, specifically satellites, identified the target struck by the drones out of Iran in Saudi Arabia, leading to casualties and destruction of equipment. And Mr. Zelensky also is said to be in conversation with the Gulf about his drone experts, both drone defense and drone offense. Do you credit either of those reports, either that Zelensky says Russia did it, or the Gulf is hiring Zelensky's experts to defend them?
Yeah, so I think the Russians have likely been providing a kind of mix of different support to Iran before and probably during the war. That includes things like targeting intelligence, including satellite imagery of U.S. bases, ships, etc., in the Middle East. It's suspected, though not confirmed as far as I know, that prior to the war, the Russians were providing some like drone-related technology, like, for example, those satellite antenna arrays that we mentioned earlier, and also like advice on how to kind of structure or employ their drones based on Russia's extensive experience using these types of drones against Ukraine. So how to structure your barrages to kind of exploit vulnerabilities in air defense, for example.
And the report about the Gulf, Mr. Zelensky, is he helping them? Or are they helping him? Is there a Gulf support for Ukraine that's new?
So it, just as the Iran, or the Russians rather, are coming to the assistance of Iran, Ukraine is really proving itself to be a model ally and kind of stepping into the to fill this gap. So the Ukrainians have deployed maybe 200-300 experts to various Middle Eastern countries to help with counter UAS, which of course they have vast experience in employing cheap, cost-effective defenses against these Iranian-designed drones. So in addition to that, Zelensky has been lobbying these Gulf leaders to step up defense cooperation with Ukraine. You know, he's mentioned a perspective or his desire to kind of trade Ukrainian interceptor drones, other support for Patriot missiles, of which some of these Middle Eastern countries have some significant stocks, especially Saudi Arabia. We'll see if that happens. But he also, over the past few days, toured various Middle Eastern countries and kind of announced plans for defense cooperation agreements. We'll see exactly what comes out of that. So, for example, in Qatar, he announced an agreement between their respective chiefs of the general staff that would foresee like joint defense industry projects, the establishment of co-production, and a kind of broader technological partnership between the countries. We'll see like if there's any meat put on those bones, but that's the direction they're heading.
Bill, we have a minute. You have a quick question.
John, do the Russians benefit from this war continuing? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think so. And that's probably part of the rationale for coming to Iran's assistance. I think the main way the Russians benefit is with the higher oil prices, kind of padding the Kremlin's budget, which, of course, was facing a substantial deficit heading into this year. So that deficit will be partially offset, especially the longer the war goes on. I think the depletion of air defense munitions that the Ukrainians need is also a benefit for the Kremlin.
John, just quickly about that Shahed 136 augmented by Russia coming back. Is that a much more potent weapon than before? And is the U.S. prepared for that? Has it got defense? 30 seconds.
Yeah, in some ways it is. Of course, it'll depend on how the Iranians use it and what numbers they get it in, which version exactly they get from the Russians, because there are many, many different versions. But in general, that the Russians have made these drones more lethal, more effective.
John Hardy for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies on Ukraine War. Bill Raggio, my colleague. I'm John Batchelor. Thank you, Mr. Hardy. And we need you next week. Lordy, Bill, the old story, all wars become one war.
Yeah.
And here we are. Here we are. Thanks, John. And the phone worked perfectly. Perfect.
Great.
Thank you.
I'll plan on that next time.
Yes, right. Good.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
All right, Bill.
Do you want to hang on? Do we want to contact Edmund, see if he's ready to jump?
Yeah, we'll send him a note. I'm just got to set up. You go ahead and ask Edmund if he's ready.
Yep, we'll do.
Because he's got the link. No, he doesn't. I have to send him a link.
I'll send them the link. I think it worked the last time I copied it, so okay. Let me go ahead. You do your thing.
All right.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.